USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Although the vote has not been locked in by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Senate is expected to vote Monday on a motion to advance a temporary government funding bill that includes a suspension of the debt ceiling. The nation's debt is well over $28 trillion as of today. 60 votes will be needed to succeed. When asked if he would rule out using reconciliation to raise the debt limit, meaning you would only need a simple majority, Chuck Schumer avoided answering the question. Results from the audit of the 2020 election in Arizona's Maricopa County is expected to be delivered later today. An unconfirmed leak copy says there will be no surprises from the Maricopa recount. A Congressional Research Service report is implying President Biden may have improperly avoided paying Medicare taxes before he took office and could owe the Internal Revenue Service up to $500,000. USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Yeah. Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
An arrest warrant by the FBI for Gabby Petito's childhood sweetheart and person of interest in her murder, Brian Laundrie, was issued Thursday afternoon. Although nothing in the complaint mentions murder, it's a start to get Brian in front of investigators. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
An arrest warrant is out for missing Florida man Brian Laundrie. He hasn't been seen in more than a week after his fiancée, Gabby Petito, turned up dead on Sunday. The two were on a cross-country road trip last month when Brian returned home to Northport, Florida, alone. Wednesday, a federal grand jury in Wyoming indicted Laundrie on charges he used her credit card following her disappearance. The FBI, along with multiple law enforcement agencies, continue to search for Laundrie as he remains a person of interest in Petito's homicide investigation. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
The close-knit hamlet of Blue Point on Long Island is coming together in light of the tragic Gabby Petito murder.
I can't but, you know, help but think that her family is going to be tremendously appreciative of this. You know, it's such a small community, and if we can come together like this for them, it's phenomenal. You know, the circumstances are tragic, but the ability to do this is what makes Blue Point Blue Point, as far as I'm concerned.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
We need justice in this case. This is somebody who, you know, this beautiful young girl, and to just see her murdered like that, and we need answers 100%.
Funeral arrangements are still being planned. The January 6th Commission subpoenaed a couple of Trump administration officials. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Former Trump administration officials have been issued subpoenas to appear before the committee that's investigating the January 6th riot. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been issued a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. Former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kash Patel, and former White House advisor Steve Bannon are being instructed to produce materials and come to depositions next month. Committee members have indicated they want to know more about meetings with former President Trump in the days leading up to the violent Capitol breach that disrupted the counting of the Electoral College.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.